This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The stunning silence from major media outlets over seven dead children found in Utah nearly matches their coverage of Kermit Gosnell. As gruesome a story as Megan Huntsman presents, in simple numbers, her deeds are a very small fraction of what Philadelphia abortionist Kermit Gosnell did, and the media was almost entirely absent from that story, even through Gosnell's murder trial, conviction, and sentencing to life in prison. The crowdsource funding of a movie to tell that Kermit Gosnell story continues with considerable success at gosnellmovie.com. Attempting to raise over $2 million, producers have raised over a third of the funds needed, with over 25 days to go. This is Life News Radio. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, this is for you. A Rachel's Vineyard retreat is therapy for the soul. Many participants who have been trapped in anger toward themselves and others experience forgiveness. Peace is found, lives restored, a sense of hope and meaning for the future is finally rediscovered. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. The parents of Justina Pelletier have filed an emergency plea with the Massachusetts Supreme Court to restore their parental custody of their daughter. Doctors at Boston Children's Hospital not only disagreed with Justina's doctors at a local university, and not only did they get the state to remove her from her parents' custody, since that time, Justina's health has faltered dramatically. Pro-life advocates became involved when they saw this case as an example of the new role government authorities are playing in health care. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.